Jacob Pavan. Dr. Pavan is from the University of Passo Fundo in Brazil, and he has been working with us in Florida during the last year and a half, I believe. And he's going to be talking about CIS Alert, which is a decision support system for plant disease management. William.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to apologize by my English, not strong, and I will do my best, okay? As Clyde told, I'm from Brazil. I work with University of Passo Fundo, and we developed some strategy to develop a decision support system to help the growers to make some decisions about the application of some chemicals. And I'm working right now in the University of Florida as a postdoc and developing some decision support systems for strawberry. And right now we are turning to create an open source project about open agroclimate and trying to adapt the system to have using a very new computational approach to develop some new ideas and to have more people together. I would like to present my colleagues, José Maurício Cunha Fernandes from Embrapa, and Clyde Fraser, just talk. Rosa Maria Valdemir Sanueza is an Embrapa grape in Brazil, in the South Brazil, and Cristiano and Jackson is a professor from University of Passo Fundo too. The main idea from this project, was to create an approach to support the development of decision support systems and using the existing knowledge and update computational technologies, looking for created the better disease management in the field. We developed this picture, this idea, using some, the main idea is to use some acknowledgement legacy, like the, some models from the SAT, and we start with the crops in wheat, and the idea was to connect the crop model with the disease models, and to have a better result and better decisions to apply to the growers. Then we decided to create an approach that we could reuse this for any kind of decision support system that we started to develop. And we started to use some techniques, computer techniques, like MVC, is the idea to separate the development of the tools. And we started to develop some in three parts, the controller, the model, and the view. The view is the part that the users or stakeholders, they use it to check the system and to get the results. And the controller will decide what kind of model, what piece of software needs to be run. And this, the result of this model is presented by the view layer. And we have here a lot of servers, one for database server where we have some information about the weather, information about the from weather stations, and some information about forecast that is feed this database. This database feed the models, and here we have some models, for example, CropSim, and you have some disease models running together. And these results are stored in a persistent place in database that the results can be showed by view. And we have here, all this set is our website, is like a web services that can provide this information. And we have two kinds of outputs. The outputs can be accessed by the computers and by browsers, where the users can access through the internet, or they can use pagers, they can use cell phones, or they can use some smartphones. We developed this idea using object-oriented language that can help us to create some programs very similar that we have in the real world. You use some UML techniques to help the designers, to help the research to join with us and develop a good tool and have a good result. And we define everything that all the inputs from the system is used. We use XML to help to define what kind of disease we are talking about, what kind of information, how this disease works, or how this information connect with the how this disease connect with the crop models. And we developed using a database, as I told, about the weather stations and forecast. We developed, to start, a generic model. This is the generic disease model. Has a lot of pieces of software, but the main idea is to connect the crop models with some interface. Okay, we can connect, for example, software developed in Java or PHP with Fortran. That is some models that was developed by DSAT. And all diseases are parameters reading from XML files. And the plants, the plant organs that we put in this system is the disease targets for us. For example, if I'm talking about the fusarium, the head of the wheat is our organ. If I'm working about some leaf diseases, the organ is for us is the leaves. And this came from the crop models that is connected by this generic idea. Here you can see the XML files. Here you can see the crop models that connect together with the system. Using this idea, we develop some generic database that is capable to store any kind of data. Okay, and this data can be accessed by the models and can just with parameters can decide what kind of data can be read. Started with this idea, we developed a study case in Paraná State in Brazil, and we developed this structure of the computers and to help to develop a system to help the stakeholders to decide some information about Fusarium. And we used like some 6 Linux servers, 1 Windows, and we got the information from weather stations and information about the forecast using GRADS, some system that read the information, the image files with the forecast data, and we transfer this to our database, and we have a very, very good information for 40 kilometers of information of forecast. For this experiment, we used range in 38 counties in Brazil. This is the Campos Gerais in Paraná. The stakeholders are part of Fundação ABC, is a group of cooperatives, and they work together to help the farmers. And we use 21 weather stations spread in this area, and we develop a website that the user, the stakeholders or the farmers, they came here and say, okay, September 15 I saw the first head in the field, okay? And I can say, okay, my field is in Ponta Grossa county municipality, and I can have this information about what is the severity of the disease, and I can see what is the peak of the flowers. I can have this information when I have some rain, and I can see the relative humidity, and I can see the temperature. Okay, but you can say, okay, this is very hard to make some decisions. Then we start to develop some other ideas to the stakeholders to use in South Brazil, in Rio Grande do Sul state, where they could enter the heading date, and they could have other information about some low epidemic, no epidemic, light epidemic, moderate epidemic, or severe epidemic. But always they need to enter in the system, and they need to provide some information to get the results. And we generate some reports that they can use these reports to make some decisions together with the farms. With that success of this system, we started to think to reuse all weather stations in Brazil provided by INEMET. And right now we have almost 500 weather stations. And the idea is to go to 800 weather stations around Brazil. And we prepared the software. We are using the same idea, the same structure that was presented before. And we started to create some visual tools over the internet using Google Maps, and where the growers or the stakeholders or the farmers, they can go to their region, and they just click over the one station and they can get some information. In this case, we have some information about the Gibberella or some information about the Bruzone, the two kinds of diseases, and they can see, okay, this is low risk, this is high risk. With this one, we developed some other services or reports that they can go and can use this simple tool. We developed one tool to help the growers in the apple tree growers, and they can use the system to help to make decisions about four diseases. We have four diseases in this system. This is too important for them, and sometimes they need to export the apples. But for export the apples, they need to provide some reports that they just use fungicide when it was necessary. Then they are using the system to make decisions about the application for this kind of fungicide, and they use this as a report to show and provide some of this information. This is very important. In our experiments, we applied four times in 2008, and they applied for the standard calendars 12 times. This is a big difference when you think about the security of the fruit and when you think about the cost of production. We provide some softwares using the same structure, softwares that can be accessed by through the cell phones or can used by like new softwares like iPhone or smartphones. We are working right now to develop some softwares using iPhone, but we are using SMS messages that are sent to the growers. Sometimes they receive at night or and they need to go to the field. Sometimes they hate us, but sometimes it's good. And we started to develop other projects in Brazil. This is for to tracking the soybean rust, some information they can see along the time, how is the soybean rust is spread in Brazil. And here they can see where these spots were found. And we here in Florida, we started to develop one new tool to put inside the agroclimate, and we developed a strawberry disease tool, taking the information from the weather stations from FAO, some other places around the internet, and and forecast from NOAA. And each hour, we process data from 15 minutes, and we store this information in the database. This information, the results of this kind of software, using the basic idea that we develop in Brazil, we can provide information to growers and stakeholders, information through the internet, and we are sending right now information about using SMS, the same idea. And they can receive the message and can go to the web page and make decisions. Here's one example of this tool. Is a strawberry disease tool, and when they enter in the web page, they can just look into this screen. They can see, oops, I have some warning here, or here I do not have any problem. If they need more information, then they can click over the stations, and they can answer some questionnaires, and they can get the recommendation. They can track the disease during the last 45 days, or they can use the forecast to see, well, what can happen in the next 3 or 5 days. And they can check the reports and see what's going on. These messages are sent, as I told you, are sent to the growers through the SMS messages. Here is an example of this message. For example, strawberry alert. They have for Dover, botrytis moderate, and trichinosis, and some information. We start to do some study about the ENZO study using this model, using historic data, like minimum temperature and maximum temperature precipitation. And we used some models like PEN-MONTIF, and we could create some results. For example, in La Nina years, how is the almost 60%? I have with to have less than 12 applications, and for example El Nino, I have 6% of I have more than 14. And the conclusions is the platform shows us that is very functional, and I can reuse that for any kind of disease support system. And the benefits of this one is that the growers can apply just chemicals when the conditionals are favorable. Okay, and in this kind of system is very potentially used for to teach the students how to recognize these and how can they can use this kind of information. Thank you for your attention, and I'm sorry for stop to pass 1 minute. Okay.
I think that this approach that he was showing is really what we have in mind when I mentioned going from the monitoring to the seasonal forecasting, and then we're planning to look at those diseases in the climate change scenarios as well. So if we can make this link, it's really a nice way to present information to growers. Our next speaker is Samsul Yuda. Samsung is with the University of Western Sydney in Australia, and he is going to be talking about a collaboration between Australia, Brazil, and the U.S.